beautiful for spacious skies.
Por tus olas de granos tambar,
your peace in the tzakuti.
Soy baba ng mga brutas.
America, America, God shed his grace on thee.
Hi, is this Jane?
Yes.
Hey, Jane, this is Kevin. I'm with the corporate office with Facebook.
Yes.
And it looks like we're going to need to shut down your account by order
Why?
Of the Coca-Cola Corporation for making racist remarks.
I did not make any racist remarks.
No, we see them on here. It says, Coke, you made a mistake Sunday. We in America love our country. And that was in regards to the commercial and... Coca-Cola is one of our sponsors, and they're making us shut down your account. So I just wanted to apologize for that and let you know.
If they want to shut it down, that's fine with me, because that wasn't right of them.
It wasn't?
And I should be free America, be able to express my opinion. That wasn't ugly, what I said.
Oh, no, it was very ugly, extremely ugly. But
you
I mean...
think, but after our soldiers and our Americans died, and they can't say it in English?
Well, I mean, America's made up of all types of different, nationalities and stuff. We should celebrate that, right?
My ancestors came from many, many, many years ago here.
Uh-huh.
Why can't we speak and say it in English?
Well, why can't we just speak in their language? What's wrong with that?
Well, why do we have to discriminate against us?
Oh, it's not discriminating.
Say, I'm not a prejudiced person, by no means. I have many ethnic groups in my family. We're married to them.
Oh, that's gross. Ew. Ew. Ugh. But yeah, anyway, it doesn't matter who's right or who's wrong. We're just going to kill your account and ban you from ever having a new one.
Oh, that's fine. Go ahead, please.
Coca-Cola says to. And we do what Coca-Cola says because they pay us a lot of money.
Okay, and your name is who?
My name is Kevin Mitnick.
Kevin Mitnick.
Mitnick. Mitnick. I'm from the Facebook corporate office. And, I mean, I'm just going to giggle as I push the button here to shut off your account. Because you're such a horrible, terrible person. Hateful, ugly.
Not supporting our soldiers.
Yeah. Facebook, basically, we have like a big slogan up on the wall. It says, fuck the soldiers, drink Coke.
No, I didn't say that.
No, I'm saying that's what the poster here on the wall says.
No, I didn't say fuck the Coke. I never said anything like that. The only thing I said, we in America.
Uh-huh.
That's all I said. I don't know who put that on my account.
Well, what's wrong?
But I have never.
What's wrong with people speaking? What's wrong with people speaking other languages? I don't understand that.
Okay, but I never said the word fuck or any other. That's discriminating against me. I never used a four-letter word in there.
Do you understand the definition of discrimination?
Yes, sir.
I mean, how would that be discrimination?
How is that discriminated against me just because I believe in speaking the American anthem in English on the Super Bowl?
Oh. Hey, can you sing the American anthem for me?
Why should I have to sing that for you?
Well, is that the commercial that you have a problem with, the one that was the American anthem?
Yes.
Oh.
That was all on Super Bowl. I have never said anything.
Ma'am, that song they sang was America the Beautiful. That's not the anthem. That's just a song.
Well,
it's very un-American of you not to know that.
Okay, yes, I agree, but... How are you to come down hard on me and call me that? What is your phone number, and where are you calling from?
Did you just now realize that that's not the anthem, the national anthem?
Well, I just now realized that whatever I'm saying, I'm very nervous and very upset because I don't understand what was so discriminating against what I said. I see so much stuff, so much more worse on Facebook. And of all the years that I've been on Facebook, have you ever had a problem with me?
Oh, not personally, no. No, I'm just...
Has the company ever had a problem with me?
Well, Dwight, he's the janitor. He's always had a problem with you. But, I mean, that's just his own opinion.
Dwight? Who?
Dwight.
Oh, where are you coming from? What are you saying that I'm saying those things?
That's
the first comment I ever said on Facebook.
I think you're misunderstanding. But here, look, can you just tell me what the name of our national anthem is here in America? If you can tell me what the national anthem is, I won't delete your account.
Discriminate against me, the company, and Coca-Cola. You're being very, very rude and not even giving me the benefit of the doubt. I'm 64 years old. My father fought in World War II for being a veteran. My husband's a tetraplegic.
You know, since your father fought in World War II, I think you should know what the national anthem is. Could you tell me what it is, please?
I'm not answering you because I want to be ignorant to you because you're being ignorant to me.
Well, if you just tell me what the national anthem is, I won't delete your Facebook and you won't lose all your posts and your pictures and stuff. Just tell me what the name of the national anthem is. Or just tell me the lyrics from the first line of it. Hello? Ma'am? Hello? Oh, she hung up.
You're listening to The Snowplow Show. Here on Frank Cool Nation, we'll call landlords and customers, causing massive aggravation. Roy's not a hobo, he is your host. He drinks Four Loko with his jelly and toast. Sit back, enjoy, let the antics begin. The LA for the win.
Why, hello there, Snowplow Show listeners. You're listening to The Snowplow Show. Imagine that. This is episode 432, and today is January 16th, 2018. This episode is sponsored by...
Fun Society Arcade.
That's a lady from Subway saying Fun Society Arcade, so I don't have to. Crap, I just said it. God damn it. And I guess that should tell you what we're going to do on today's show. We're going to call up some businesses, or actually, I already did. I did a live show this morning where I called up some businesses like Domino's and Starbucks and Subway, and I think that's it. We were going to do convenience stores, but the show was going on too long. It was a two-hour show, but I think I edited it down to about an hour or so, and there were some okay results with it. I feel like I had less success than I did with Petco and PetSmart, but at least I got one completely insane Subway girl to say,
Subway, visit snowplowshow.com.
And
Subway, go away, PLA.
Hey, that call you heard on the beginning, I think that was from 2014. I can't remember really offhand right now. But it was a lady complaining on Facebook about how the new Coke commercial was very racist because they had, non-white people singing America the Beautiful. And she thought America the Beautiful was our national anthem. And I was lucky enough to get her saying that on the phone call. Like, I wasn't expecting that when I was calling a bunch of people about that. Because there were a lot of complaints about that commercial back then. A lot of complaints on Facebook, people just losing their minds. Because, oh my god, foreign people are singing a song. I found that last night because I was looking through my hard drive trying to find more material to put on Brad's Cactus Shack. And I found some good stuff in there, by the way. I found my interview that I've been looking for a while. The interview with Captain Crunch, the interview with Steve Wozniak, and the interview with Kevin Mitnick, which are not exactly interviews. They're more like prank calls, but I'm going to call them interviews. And I might just put those on this show soon instead of Brad's Cactus Shack. But I found some good material in there for Brad's Cactus Shack also, so be looking for a new episode of that coming out soon over at patreon.com/phonelosers.
Patreon.com/phonelosers.
Brad's Cactus Shack is a free show. You don't have to be a supporter to listen to it. You just go over there and click on Brad's Cactus Shack. One of these days I'll set up a feed for it. Hey, I need to do a quick advertisement for Neon's show. It's 976neon.com. And Sunday night, she went on the air while I was playing GTA. It was awesome. I got to listen to her entire show while I played GTA for like an hour and a half. And the only reason I'm talking about her show is because she got the most insane people ever that night. Like, everyone needs to listen to this. I am putting a link to her show in the show notes. I am commanding everyone to go listen to it because she just got a hold of these crazy characters. Lots of weird old people with weird voices. Like, here, I'm going to look on her show reel on the Mixlr. Mixlr.com/neonlikebjork, by the way.
Oh, that's
here
so
she
cute.
Is. Yeah, listen to this old lady. She is amazing. She needs to do like a voiceover work or something.
You want to go to the Alamo?
Nope.
Why not?
Because I don't want to go.
I think they have dolls there.
I ain't never been, and I ain't got no hankering to go, and I ain't going. I don't fool with stuff like that.
Holy shit, she said hankering, you guys. This lady said hankering.
I'm a good Christian woman. I go to church all the time, and that's all I do.
Good for you.
I think Neon Light might be a little bit intoxicated here. She keeps talking over her.
Awesome.
God damn it, Neon.
I tell you what, I've went to church the last 3 years.
Oh, beautiful.
I've went 3 years without missing one Sunday.
Holy
Did
crap.
Phyllis get the perfect attendance or what?
Yes, I do. For 3 years, I have.
Yeah, and that's not the only one. She talked to this crazy old man that was just telling crazy old man stories. And it makes me want to send Neon this sound clip.
Old man story mode activated.
And there was another crazy old lady with a weird voice. And then at the end, the very last call of her show, she talked to this guy who was just going on and on about the Matrix. And I don't know, it was just weird shit. Everyone should go listen to that. The link is in the show notes. It's like a 90-minute show. Go give that a try. You'll enjoy it. Just for all the crazy characters she had on. I'm pretty sure she just paid these people to be on her show. Like, nobody's show is that perfect with the weird characters. I'm very suspicious of Neon now. Let's see, what else? Someone keeps tricking companies into sending me stickers in the mail, and I'm not sure who's doing it. I put a video up on my YouTube this weekend, youtube.com/RBCP. That's my personal YouTube. But I keep getting stickers from all these companies. I got some stickers from In-N-Out Burgers. I got some from Jackson's Hole, something called Rosignol, and something called AEM Induction Systems. And I think I got a few other recently that I haven't opened up yet. So whoever you are, thanks. I like stickers. I probably don't need that many stickers. I'm just going to re-gift them to other PLA people when they order things or whatever. But I'm sure I'll use some of them. I put stickers on everything. Oh, and look at this. While I was getting the link for those stickers, I remembered that I finally made this video unlisted. I put this up for Bob Vance a while back, and I don't think he did anything with it. But there is a video of the April 17th, 2017 Party Time show where we spent... I was on the show with them, and I think we spent about 4 hours messing with the Kia contest, which was live on video. And I was rebroadcasting their video. So if you want like 4 hours of weirdness to listen to and sort of watch, that video's up there too. I will also put a link to that in the show notes. One last thing, you guys have been doing great with the motivational posters that I mentioned in the last show. A lot of them have been emailed to me. I haven't put them all up yet, but I'm putting them all up on an album on the Phone Losers Facebook group. But we've got one here from Riley. What am I going to do to keep Bigfoot away from my sign? It's a picture of Bigfoot. Actually, these are kind of stupid to read because, like, it's just quotes from PLA people. You can't really see the things. Here's another one from Riley. I ain't playing games here. We've got one here from Beckley Crackers at 12 o'clock midnight. Fuck you. It's got a guy jogging. Looks very motivational. One from Megan Edwards. Quit calling me a hobo. And it's a picture of a waterfall with a cruise ship. You think a tracer can stop me? That's another one from Beckley. It's got a person doing an impossible jump across the cliff. Perseverance. You think a tracer can stop me? From Cortland. I don't know. There's a bunch in here. I still need to put a bunch more up. I think I saw some over there on Reddit. And there's some more in the PLA group. But I'll have a link to the album in the show notes if you guys want to check out the posters that have come in so far. And you can share them with all your friends on Facebook. Maybe have them printed up as posters and frame them on the walls of your homes. I'm sure you all heard the news by now that the fake emergency broadcast alert thing that happened in Hawaii, and now another one happened in Japan, where everyone's phones and TVs popped up saying that there was an inbound ballistic missile headed for Hawaii. Seek shelter immediately. This is not a drill. Why would they even have that programmed in there? That's so weird. Anyway, I was going to do an entire show where I called up people in Hawaii and tried to get them to run to their basements in fear of their lives. You know, be like, oh my God, it's true this time. It's for real. But nope. Instead, today I'm going to do the slogan thing. Sorry to disappoint you all. It would have been really funny. Someone else suggested that I should call up people in Hawaii and say that I'm with the Hawaii corporate office and just apologize to each person in Hawaii personally for scaring the crap out of them, which actually does sound pretty funny. But nope, we're going to do a live show instead. Here is the live show from earlier today. Hey everyone, today we're doing new slogans for companies. We're going to help them with their advertising, with their marketing. We're going to call places from the advertising department of the corporate office, assuming something like that really exists. And we're going to get them to do new slogans. Okay, so yeah, I don't know where to get started. I'm looking on the Facebook group. Oh yeah, Facebook. You guys want to do a mob thing? I was thinking it'd be really funny to mob the Jim Baker show. I've been really enjoying his bucket show lately. and those videos that What's-His-Face makes of the bucket videos. Those are amazing, but he doesn't have reviews on his page. He does have open comments, though. But no, instead, since there's no reviews, fuck that. We're going to do this thing that Infected sent me. He says, "Hey Brad, it's Infected. This is my request for a Facebook mob. Though I'd appreciate if it were done after Monday, September 12th, 2017, when the fair will be officially open to the public." It's probably been opened and closed by now. Let's see, this is an Iowa World's Greatest County Fair, so it's facebook.com/World's Greatest County Fair. Where did it go? Oh yeah, there it is. Yeah, they have reviews, they have open comments. They have 36,000 people liking them and active comments and active likes and all that stuff. So go there, spread some joy to those people. Leave wacky reviews, not mean reviews, not racist reviews, 5-star reviews only. I claim that I won't read anything that's not 5 stars, but I probably wouldn't even notice. But no, I won't read anything that's not 5 stars, you guys. You gotta do 5 stars, no matter what you write. So, I'm gonna post a link in the Mixlr. It's facebook.com/World's Greatest County Fair. Go there, leave wacky comments. I'll come back to it before the show ends in another half hour. I'm only gonna do a half hour today, you know? And then we'll, I'll read some of the comments and stuff, some of the reviews, maybe. Make sure they're not stupid, okay? So where to get started? I don't know. Do some pizza places. So I made a poll on the Facebook group. Most of you know this already if you listened to the Hobosode yesterday, which was free, by the way. Patreon.com/phonelosers. Yesterday's Hobosode was free. You can listen to it even if you're not a supporter. Here's some pizza. Yeah, there's several pizza ones here. So maybe I'll just start with pizza. I'll call up some Domino's. I don't know. I guess I'll call from my toll-free number. I don't know what it says on people's caller IDs. I hope it doesn't say marketing or something like that. But fuck it. That's what I'm going to do. Calling from the marketing line. Marketing's good because I'm from the marketing department of the corporate office, right? Oh, and since we're doing... Wait. Since we're doing Iowa's County Fair, let's do Iowa's pizza places. Yeah, that's what we'll do. It'll be a themed show. Okay, here we go. We've got a couple here on Facebook. The chat room can leave suggestions if they want.
Thanks for calling Domino's. Choose any
I'm gonna
two
start
or more
with these
medium two-topping pizzas.
Facebook places.
Oven-baked sandwiches.
I'm probably
Domino's.
More likely to get managers at Domino's.
Thanks, choosing Domino's. We'll receive carry-out of delivery.
Oh, hey, this is Steve Dave from the corporate office with Domino's. Did you just hang up on me? Am I having audio issues? I don't think I am. Just hung right up on me. What a dick.
Thanks for calling Domino's.
Thank you for choosing Domino's. Bro.
Hey, what's up?
Why does it... Hello?
Hey, what are you doing?
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
What's happening? What's the matter? What do you hear? Tell me what you hear. What's the problem? What's wrong?
Hey, what's going on here?
Hey, what do you... Why? What do you hear? Tell me what you hear.
All right. I don't know what's going on, but there's like three people talking.
Well,
I hear two people talking.
Okay, what about now? How about now?
Now it's just one person, I think.
Okay, can you hear me? Is there a crazy echo?
No. It's just you now.
You're not high or anything, right?
What?
Well, I'm just checking, because you were talking about extra voices, hearing voices in your head. I don't know.
No. There's two people talking on the line.
I don't hear.
There's two people simultaneously talking on the line, so I was just...
Was one of them you?
Trying to figure out what's going on.
Was one of them you?
What?
Was one of them you, or Oh, shit, he hung up. Okay, so I had the Mixler machine. I had the Mixler machine running. I don't think I could hear it. And I think I need to hit that button. Okay, I'm going to just forget that, Domino's. We're going to move on to the next one. I fucked that all up. I did the same thing on Dwight's show the other day. I called in, and I guess I just... I don't know what happened. They couldn't hear me. They could only hear other voices. Oops. Stupid me.
Thank you for choosing Domino's. Can I please have your phone number?
Hi there, this is Steve Dave from the corporate office with Domino's.
Okay, I'll type people for 1 second.
Why? Where are you going?
I'm going to get with Larry.
Oh, no, you don't have to get Larry. This is an employee thing. I need to talk to an employee.
Oh, okay. How can I help you?
Well, we're doing the auditions for the new radio spot that's going to come out this summer. It's the promotion thing we're doing on the radio.
Oh, okay.
And we just want to have employees say our new catchphrase. So like, if you want to just do just give it a quick try, just do an audition. If you could just say, we put the tingle in the downstairs. That's going to be our new slogan this summer.
Okay.
So you gotta like act like you really love the pizza and be like, we put the tingle in the downstairs.
Do I have to do it?
Yeah,
I guess
yeah.
The employee that's with me.
Yeah, no. Anyone that wants you should just give it a try though, and then we can try another employee. We don't want to have Larry do it though.
I'm gonna get her real fast. Okay.
Who? No. Can you try it first?
Kept it going for 1 second.
Just be okay. Fine. Whatever. I can't tell who gave these ideas. You know, it's a Facebook poll, so it doesn't really tell who gave the ideas. It just shows that 13 people voted for that idea. Or, no, I'm sorry, 4 people voted for it. 13 people voted for our pizzas no longer taste like drywall. And there was another one, too. Oh, yeah, Pizza Hut. We're going to stuff cheese wherever we damn please, bitches. I might leave the bitches part off, though.
This is Larry. Can I help you?
Oh, hey, Larry. This is Steve Day from the corporate office with Domino's.
Okay.
And we're just doing the new slogan thing for the commercial that's coming out this summer. We just need to have a few employees say the catchphrase, the new catchphrase. It's going to be the Domino's catchphrase. I don't know why she transferred me to you.
I don't know anything about it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, if you want to give it a try, that's fine. I'm going to give you the slogan, and you just say it back to me. If the marketing department likes it, they might come in and record you saying it for real.
Yeah, they're not going to like my voice. I'm hoarse right now.
Oh, no, you sound great. I'm turned on.
What's the saying that we're supposed to say?
Oh, you say, let's see. You say, we put the tingle in the downstairs.
You know what? I think I'm going to pass today.
Oh, no, go ahead. It's fine. Just you sound
all
great.
All right, thanks, man.
Well, no, give me another employee. Yeah, we're going to have to go with stuff that sounds less dirty, I think. I don't know. Should I really do the... All right, chat room. What should I have people say? Let's see what else. I want to do a few more pizza places at least, though. Like, I could try that one. I want to get one employee to say we put the tingle in the downstairs. Domino's Pizza. We put the tingle in the downstairs. Even though Netflix is better. Okay, Jewish princess. I'll definitely try that one. Jewish princess wants me to say, at least we aren't like Little Caesars. Okay. I just got hung up on. I don't know why. I think I should call my cell phone, make sure I sound all right. No, Dexler. No, no, no. No, no pizza oven Jew jokes. Bad, Dexter. Bad. No. No. Roy McBacon, Domino's, you get what you pay for.
Thank you for calling Domino's. This is Kevin. How may I help you?
Hey, Kevin. This is Steve Dave from the corporate office with Domino's.
Okay.
And we're doing the advertising slogan thing today. We're doing this new radio spot, and we just want to have some employees try and say the slogan that we might use on the radio commercial.
Sorry, I can't help you with that.
Why not?
Because I'm a little busy.
Well, it'll just take 1 second. I'll just tell you what to say, and you just say it in your most enthusiastic voice.
Sorry, I can't help you.
Well, pass the phone to someone else. Jeez, okay, maybe we're not going to do Domino's for very long. Or we could try Little Caesars. Maybe they're less busy. Maybe Iowa is just a bunch of jerks or something. Charles McFly says, Domino's, motherfucker. Let's try that one. Let's just see what they say. Let's see how they react to it.
Thanks for choosing Domino's. This is Tracy. How may I help you?
Hey, Tracy. This is Steve Dave from the corporate office with Domino's.
Okay.
And I'm calling to do we're doing this advertising thing. I'm in the marketing department, and we're just having employees say the new catchphrase that we're going to have for Domino's, and it might get used on the radio. And do you think you could just try and say the catchphrase for me real quick?
I'm not sure which catchphrase you're talking about.
Oh, I'll tell you which one. Like, we're doing a few. The first one is Domino's. You get what you pay for. You want to give that one a try? Just say it in a crazy, enthusiastic voice. You could do, like, a cartoon voice.
Or no, I will pass.
A Brooklyn accent. Do a Brooklyn accent.
Nope,
I'll
pass.
Since Domino's is from Brooklyn. Okay, you want to try the other slogan?
No, thank you.
No, listen, just you got to hear it first and decide. Okay, Domino's, motherfucker. That's it. Let's hear it. Are they hearing music? I think there's a problem, you guys. Because when she hung up, I heard some BitTunes type music, which is playing in the background, but she shouldn't be able to hear it. I changed my mixer. I got a new mixer recently. And it's different than my previous mixer. It's been giving me issues. I may have to go back to the original. Turning the music off. There's no music playing. My phone's ringing from a toll-free number. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, the music is playing.
The music is playing.
So I think this is going to be a musicless show. Yeah, maybe that was
throwing them off.
Yes, okay, I can hear myself. Yeah, no music today, you guys. Sorry. I'm going to have to figure this shit out. I don't know why that's happening. Okay, all right. I think it's totally going to work now that there's no distractions in the background, no music playing. Now you guys are going to hear me picking my nose. I like Tim Riggy's idea. Domino's, we're all going to die someday. Hold on, I got to copy that one.
Thank you for choosing Domino's. Try our new bread twist, available in 3 flavors, cinnamon, garlic, and parmesan. Get an eight-piece order from...
Whoa, holy crap. What is that? That is not a ringtone.
Thank you for choosing Domino's. This is Becca. May I help you?
Hey, Becca. This is Steve Dave from the corporate office with Domino's.
Hi, how you doing?
Pretty good. We're just doing an advertising marketing thing. Like, you know, we're coming out with a new radio commercial and slogan and everything this coming summer.
Cool.
And we're having employees say the catchphrase, you know, the new slogan thing for Domino's.
Okay.
You want to give that a quick try?
What is that?
You might end up being on the radio. It's the first one we're doing, it's Domino's. At least we aren't Little Caesars. No, really.
Seriously?
Yeah, yeah. That's
we're
it.
We're allowed to do that? We're allowed to
It's going
to
be
that?
Yeah, yeah, it's going to be on the it's like this new you know, it's like a smear campaign like politicians do. So, yeah,
okay.
Give it a try. Domino's. At least we aren't Little Caesars.
No, I don't want to say that.
Why not? Do you have friends there?
Huh?
Do you have friends there or something?
No, my district manager's here.
You what?
My district manager's here.
Oh, okay. Okay. We'll do the next one down. This one's submitted by Roy McBacon. It looks like Domino's. You get what you pay for.
What was that one? Domino's, you get what you pay for?
Yeah, we gotta say it, you know, like wink, wink. Domino's, you get what you pay for.
Okay, you're really gonna have to excuse me for a second. I really have to get back to making my food. I would like to do this, but I really need to make the food for the customer.
Yeah, but you could have done it already but before you'd said all that.
I'm so sorry.
Okay.
I'm very sorry.
Try this one. Try this one. Domino's, motherfucker. Try that one. Ma'am?
This is Heather. Can I help you?
Hi, Heather. This is Steve Dave from the corporate office with Domino's.
Uh-huh.
And we're just doing an advertising thing. We're doing a radio spot this coming summer. And we're trying to get some employees to do the catchphrase. You know, and it might be played on the radio if it works
out.
Okay,
I would have to clear that through the owner first.
No, it's cool.
Well, I know you're telling me that, but I mean, you're just somebody on the phone. I really do need to clear it.
Well, I'm not just somebody. I'm from the corporate office.
Sir, I understand that, but what I'm saying is, like, anybody can call in from any phone number and tell me this. I really need to clear this through the owner.
Yeah, well, I mean, the slogan, it's totally cool, though. It's Domino's. We put the tingle in the downstairs. See?
Okay. Once I speak with him, if you guys want to call back tomorrow, I can do it then.
Okay, fine. But can you try it real quick? Like, Domino's. We're all going to die someday. So this isn't going that well. You know, not as well as... I think we need to move to Starbucks. I think Starbucks would
work. Thanks for calling Domino's. This is Ethan. Will this be for delivery or carry out?
Hey, Ethan. This is Steve Dave from the corporate office with Domino's.
How's it going?
Pretty good. We're just doing the advertising audition thing today. It's like this new slogan campaign that's going to come out this summer. And we're having employees just kind of say the slogan, and we might use it on the radio. I think we're going to use like a bunch of them from the area employees. You want to give that a quick try?
Sure, yeah.
Okay, all right. So it's pretty simple. You just kind of say in an enthusiastic voice, Domino's, at least we aren't Little Caesars.
Okay.
All right, ready, set, go.
Domino's, at least we ain't Little Caesars.
Oh, that's perfect. I love how you added the ain't in there, like it gives it a hometown flavor. three more. You ready?
Same thing?
Oh, no, different things. All right, next one is Domino's, you get what you pay for.
Give me just a second here. I've got someone on the other line.
Okay. Can you three-way him? We'll get the customer to say it.
I don't think we could do that here.
Shoot. Okay, go ahead. Man, he's making me hold. I really got to figure out my mixer, you guys. It's been nothing but trouble. But I need the extra inputs. Like, I have to have the extra inputs. But this thing is giving me issues. It's kind of pissing me off. Can't even call into the Dwight show anymore without making a bunch of noise. Dwight makes fun of me. Hurts my self-esteem.
Thank you for holding. How can I help you?
Oh, hey there. This is Steve Dave from the corporate office with Domino's. And we're just doing we're doing the new slogan auditions. We're doing a radio spot this summer. We're just having employees say the slogan. And you know, over the phone, we might end up using it on the radio spots. You want to give that a try? Did you hang up on me? Yeah, she hung up on me. Well, at least he said them. I'm sorry, Roy McBacon. They didn't say yours. I mean, you know, the customer interrupted. It's his fault. And I don't know where I'm at now on this page, on this Google Maps page. I think I'm going to move over to a different state. But really, we got to move away from Domino's.
Thanks for calling Domino's. Don't miss out on free pizza. Become a rewards member today at domino's.com/rewards. Why wait? Ordering online is fast and easy.
Yeah, it's like
our main
kinda,
special is the two large.
It's weird hearing it without music. It's like hearing me without the music in the background.
Now
it's just some guy talking on the phone. Oh shit! Here we go with the weird ringing again.
Thank God, Domino's with his beef delivery carryout.
Hey, this is Steve Day from the corporate office with Domino's.
Okay.
And we're doing a we're doing the auditions today, the employee auditions for the new slogan for the radio spot this summer. We're gonna have some radio commercials on, and we're trying to get employees to say the slogan to put on the radio. Do you want to give that a shot, real quick?
I could you please hold?
What am I holding for?
I actually do not know the slogan.
Oh no, I would tell you the slogan. I just say the slogan, and you repeat it back to me in your best advertiser voice.
Nope. Okay. If you hold on, just go to the office to the back.
Oh, okay. Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. I think this is a trick. He's actually getting the manager. Or the manager's going to be in the office. Tim Riggy's idea. Domino's, I'm going to be on the radio. Domino's, 5-second rule still applies, right? Tim Riggy also had this other one. Goes in solid, comes out liquid.
Oh, you still there?
Yep, I'm here.
Sorry, I'm the only one in here right now. My driver's out.
Oh, it's okay.
So.
All right, so you ready to go?
Yes.
Basically, you just say Domino's. We're all gonna die someday. It's like a comedy commercial, you know. You fucked it up, Tim Riggy. You didn't like that one. Damn it, Tim. We got to do Starbucks. It's, you know, maybe I'll do a couple more Domino's, but yep. These Domino's, they're just not working out. I think Starbucks would be great. Maybe Subway.
Domino's, how can I help you?
Hi, this is Steve Day from the corporate office with Domino's.
Okay.
And I'm calling to do the auditions for the employee radio commercial thing we're doing. Have you heard about that? We're coming out with a new slogan and a radio commercial this summer.
No, just a second.
Oh, well, no, it's for the employees. I don't need a manager. Ma'am? Ma'am? Ma'am?
This is Sean.
Oh, hey, Sean. This is Steve Day from the corporate office with Domino's.
Okay.
And we're just we're auditioning today for the new slogan radio commercial things. We're doing a new radio spot this summer. And we want to have employees say the Domino's slogan. Would you like to give that a try?
Not for me. Thank you.
Oh, what about the girl that answered?
I don't know. I can ask her.
Okay,
if
yeah.
If she wants in.
Just throw her on the phone. I'll convince her.
Okay. Want to try a Domino's slogan?
No.
Yeah, she said she's not interested either.
Tell her if she doesn't, she is fired.
That's quite all right. So, yeah, she doesn't want to do it. Sorry.
God damn it. Damn it.
Thank you. I'm
never going to meet my quota. Anyway. Fucking shit.
Sorry.
Fuck. Motherfucker. Shit. God damn it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Are you sure you don't want to try? Come on. Just repeat after me. That's all.
Nope.
It's like,
I'm good. Thanks anyway.
Take off your clothes.
Have a great afternoon.
Take off your clothes for Domino's. That's the slogan submitted by Johnny Lemon. Whoa there says, Domino's, the McDonald's of pizza. That's a good one. I gotta find a new place. I'm done with Domino's. I don't know. Like one more Domino's, I guess. Yeah, one more Domino's.
It's a great day at Domino's.
Hey, they're playing their music.
Try our perfect combo today.
They only play their music when I play my music.
16-piece Parmesan bread bites. Join Piece of the Pie Rewards today and start earning points toward free pizza any way you order. Online, by phone.
Thanks for the Domino's. How can I help you?
Hi, this is Steve Dave from the corporate office with Domino's.
Okay.
And, we're doing auditions today for the new radio spot that's coming out this summer. And we want to have employees say our new slogan. Do you think you could give that a try real quick? Just say our new Domino's slogan and it might be on the radio?
What's the new Domino's slogan?
It's Domino's goes in solid, comes out liquid.
No. No, it's that's a fake.
No, it's real. Come on.
It's fake.
No, it's real. It's there, we've got several.
It's so fake.
Okay, what about this one? Dominoes. We're all gonna die someday.
No. You're gonna get me in trouble.
No, I won't get you in trouble. I won't. Okay, how about this one? Take off your clothes for dominoes.
We already do that.
You already take off your clothes for dominoes?
Yeah, this is fake.
No, I'm totally real. I'm totally from the corporate office.
No, you're not.
I think you're fake. I don't think you're really in dominoes.
I'm not.
I'm looking on the security cameras here, and I can see that you're not there.
I'm not.
You big fucking phony.
You're great, though. I like you.
Aw, thanks. I like you, too.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, I'm going to let you go before I get you fired.
Bye.
Whoa, there says Domino's. The pepperonis come from pepperonis. All right, last one.
This call may be recorded. Thanks for choosing Domino's.
Remember our...
Kyle from Florida says everybody's Papa John's. At least we're not Jared from Subway.
Sign up for our Piece of the Pie online rewards program at Domino's.
I think that'd be a good slogan for real.
And every time you order a pizza...
Oh, I like Molecular's idea. Starbucks, we put the cream in cream pie. Easy order
by just texting our pizza emoji.
I could tell her it's for our new cream pie coffee.
Easiest of all, our zero-click ordering orders your preset favorite anytime you sign in. Check it all out at Domino's.com or have your kids explain it to you. Domino's.
7-Eleven from the makers of 9-11.
Possible to order a pizza.
That's much better, Dexter. Much better than your Hitler jokes.
Pasta.
You know what's more entertaining than my show? Just watching the chat room. Sandwiches. Watching never all the ideas. Dessert. Scroll through the chat room.
Marble cookie brownie, chocolate lava cake. Include a healthy touch with a Domino's salad.
Come on.
Choose from garden, chicken Caesar, or chicken apple pecan. Healthy and delicious. We'll be right with you to take...
This is supposed to be my last one, and they're fucking it up. All right, let's try one more, I guess. One more Domino's. Hopefully this isn't one I've called already. I think we're going to have to do Starbucks next, because... maybe not Subway, because we have the best slogans for Starbucks so far. But, Shoot Intar just said, don't worry, kids. The bad man's gone. That's for Subway. Starbucks. Fuck
join
you.
Join Piece of the Pie Rewards today and start earning points toward free pizza any way you order.
Thank you for choosing Domino's. This is Nick. How can I help you?
Hey, Nick. This is Steve Dave from the corporate office with Domino's.
And, hi, what can I do for you?
Hey, we're just doing the auditions for the new radio spot that's coming out this summer. We're having employees audition to be on the radio. You want to do a quick audition with the new slogan?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, here it is. It's Domino's. We're all going to die someday. And just, you know, say that, and we'll, if it's good, we'll put it on the radio. Ready, set, go. It's Domino's. We're all going to die someday.
Is this for real?
Yeah, I'm with the corporate office with Domino's Pizza.
Okay.
So the slogan is Domino's, we're all gonna die someday.
Domino's, we're all gonna die someday?
Oh my god, that's perfect. You did so well. I think we may actually use that one. That was great. You wanna try a different one?
I can get my coworker to try too.
Okay, sure. Yeah, thank you so much for doing that. What was your name again?
My name is Nick.
Okay, great. I'll put that as a credit at the end of the radio commercial in the credits.
All right. You want me to get my coworker to try it, too?
Sure, yeah, that'd be great. Thank you.
Hi, this is Chance. How can I help you?
Hey, Chance. I'm calling from the corporate office. We're just doing the auditions for the new radio commercial that's coming out. You want to try an audition for that real quick?
Not necessarily, no.
You know, what's his face there? He said you would, so you're kind of happy.
Oh, did he
at this
say
point.
That?
Yep. Yep, so...
Well, unfortunately, no, I'm not interested.
If you could just repeat the slogan, take off your clothes for Domino's. All right, ready, set, go.
You know, this doesn't really sound like something that has been approved by Domino's. That's
weird.
Oh,
yes, it is. I'm in the advertising department. You don't know how shit works around here, lady.
Oh, really? I don't think that that's something that a corporate office would say, though.
Yeah, well, you know what? That's why you don't work in the corporate office, because you don't think like a corporate
okay,
person.
Okay, whatever, buddy.
I just got called buddy. Damn it. He got me there. All right, let's look up a new thing. I think it's got to be Starbucks or Subway, because maybe we could set a time limit. Like, you know, we'll just do 15 minutes of Starbucks, 15 minutes of Subway, then we have to do a convenience store, and then I can just quit the show, you know. Fuck this show thing. All right, Green Imp says there's tons of Starbucks in Ohio. There we go. That's what we're doing. Even though people are more gullible on the West Coast, we'll do Ohio. Tim Riggy says, Subway, no longer on the Megan's Law website. Yeah, what is going on with that Jared guy? Is he in jail? You know, somewhere in my notes, and I verified this recently, I have the number of the Dell dude. You know, the dude, you're getting a Dell. I have no idea where it would be right now, or I would pull that up and try and get him to do, try out slogans for other companies. Maybe I'll do that on a show soon, though. That would be fun. Get the Dell guy to say things. He was in a scandal. He was caught, I think he was just buying weed from a guy. And that seems so innocent now that we've had Jared doing whatever Jared was doing. Poor Dell dude. He was awesome. All right, so Starbucks. What do we have here? We've got molecular heckler's idea. Starbucks, we put the cream in cream pie. That sounds like a good place to start because it sounds innocent unless they know what a cream pie is.
Starbucks and Starbucks, this is Kelly. How can I help you?
Hey, Kelly. This is Steve Day from the corporate office with Starbucks.
Hey, what can I do for you?
We're just doing the new advertising spot for the radio commercials this summer, and we want to get employees to say the new slogan. Would you like to try out for the new slogan real quick?
I will pass you to somebody else instead who might want to do it, but not for me.
Why not you?
I don't particularly care for it.
You don't like the radio? Come on, everyone listens to the radio.
No. Give me just 1 second here.
Okay.
Sorry, none of my partners are interested right now.
Oh, you know what? Maybe I'm not interested in keeping your location open then.
Well, I'm sorry.
Come on, it's just a quick slogan. That's all you got to do. What the hell, you guys? I was having such good luck with Petco and whatever the other place was. What was the other place? PetSmart, that's the one. They were all doing it, or like every other one at least. Good one. I regret jumping, putting the cough back in coffee.
Thank you for calling Starbucks on the Plaza. This is Ann. How can I help you?
Hey, Ann. This is Steve Day from the corporate office with Starbucks.
Hello?
Hi, this is Steve Day from the corporate office with Starbucks.
Uh-huh.
Can you hear me okay?
I can. It's a little quiet.
Oh, sorry about that. Hey, we're doing the auditions, the employee auditions for the new radio spot. Do you want to do a quick audition and possibly be on the radio this summer for Starbucks?
And you said you're from corporate?
Correct, yeah, corporate with Starbucks. I'm in the marketing department.
So usually, I'm sorry, I'm a little uncomfortable doing that because usually these things, I used to be a store manager, come from our DM.
Why aren't you a store manager anymore?
I've never heard of our marketing department reaching directly out to the stores.
How come
you don't mind if I say no because I'm not really comfortable with that?
Well, can you just hand the phone to someone else and I'll trick them into it?
No, I'm the shift supervisor in charge today and I'm sorry, I'm not comfortable with that at all.
Oh, how come you're not a store manager anymore? What happened?
I stepped down because I had a baby.
Oh, they wouldn't let you come back as a manager?
Yes. They did. Again, I'm not comfortable with this conversation. Can I have your full name?
It's Steve Dave. It's just Steve Dave. I just go by Steve Dave. That's just my first name. I had my last name legally removed.
Okay, and what's your partner number?
It's 37415.
415. Wow. How long have you been with the company?
Oh, longer than you, bitch. Don't try and question what I'm doing. I'm just doing my job here. You don't have to.
All right, PJ. I'm sorry that I made you upset, and I'll talk to you later.
It's okay. What'd you call me, PJ?
You said TJ, correct?
Oh, no, I said Steve Dave.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you. What was that?
You heard me. Now you're just being difficult.
Sir, our corporate offices wouldn't treat me this way, so I'm going to hang up the phone now.
Treat you
what
way?
You.
I'm being totally nice. You're the one that's being mean. Jeez. Call me TJ. Call her a Holocaust denier.
Starbucks, Nick speaking.
Hey, Nick, this is Steve Dave from the corporate office with Starbucks.
Wait, one more time for me?
Oh, is it hard to hear me? What's the matter? Is there something else playing in the background? Is it echoing?
No, I just think I got, like, the name. I didn't get the name, sorry.
Oh, okay. No, it's okay. This is Steve Dave from the corporate office with Starbucks.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
And we're doing auditions. We're doing employee auditions for the new radio commercial that's coming out this summer for Starbucks.
Okay.
You want to give that a quick try?
Sure.
Okay. Yeah, you just have to repeat the slogan, and we might end up using you on the radio. You ready? You ready for the slogan?
Yeah.
Okay, let's see which one we're using. We're using Starbucks. We got that hot stuff for your mouth.
Starbucks. We got that hot stuff for your mouth.
All right, that was perfect. We got two more here. Let's see. We've got Starbucks. We don't care how you spell your name.
Starbucks. We don't care how you spell your name.
All right, perfect. And let's see. Where's that one? Oh, yeah, here we go. From Rocco. This is Starbucks. Nobody fucks with the bucks.
You said it one more time for that last one?
Starbucks. Nobody fucks with the bucks.
Wait, is that a curse word in there?
Yeah. Nobody fucks with the bucks. It's for the podcast version of the commercial. You know, the online version. That's not on the actual radio part.
Yeah, not too sure about that one, man.
No, that's cool. Go ahead. Okay, how about this one? Starbucks, we put the cream in cream pie.
Yeah, no.
What's wrong with that one?
No, I don't think Starbucks would do this. I'm going to hang up now.
No, don't hang up. We got like 12 more to go.
Yeah.
Well, he said two of them. Oh, yeah, that time limit thing. What was the time limit? I think we have 10 minutes of Starbucks left. Right around there. 12:40, I think, is when we're going to quit. Someone said earlier, Starbucks, start saving up your money.
Thanks for calling Starbucks at Morrison Hamilton. This is Carson. How can I help you?
Hey, Arshin. This is Steve Dave from the corporate office with Starbucks. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, what can I help you with?
Okay, we're doing the employee auditions for the new radio commercial that's coming out this summer. And
okay.
Would you like to do a quick audition for us? You might.
No, thank you.
Well, no, you might end up being on the radio if we use your voice on the commercial.
That's all right.
What about somebody else there?
Let me check. Hold on.
Okay.
This is Brad. How can I help you?
Hey, Brad. This is Steve Day from the corporate office with Starbucks.
Okay, what was your name?
Steve Dave.
Okay. How can I help you?
We're just doing the employee auditions for the new radio commercial. Do you want to audition for the new radio commercial that's coming out this summer?
Sure.
Okay. All right. So I've got a slogan here. You just say it back in your best, do like a Brooklyn accent or something. Can you do a Brooklyn accent?
Oh, you mean like right now? Okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's just over the phone. It's just a radio commercial, so we can just do it over the phone. It's fine.
Just a second.
Come on. Ah, he hung up. He said just a second. He hung up. Let's see. Yeah, I don't think I like Ohio Green Imp. People are very suspicious in Ohio. I'm going to go over back. I'm going to go to the West Coast somewhere. You know, they're all really gullible. Like in California and stuff, they'll believe anything. So let's try California. People in Ohio are just way too smart. That's a good one, Banana God. Starbucks, if only our spelling was as good as our coffee. I'm not going to say that word, McScat. I don't want to order Starbucks for everyone by accident. Really gets on my nerves when XYZ does that. He has his... voice assistant do things, like turn off my lights and stuff. He like turned off every light in my house the other day. Last week. I'm going to stop listening to his show. Maybe everyone's suspicious on Tuesdays. That's what it is.
Thank you for calling Starbucks. This is Bernadette. How can I help you?
Hey, Bernadette. That's my cat's name. Hey.
Hi.
Hey, this is
Steve. What can I do for you?
This is Steve Dave from the corporate office with Starbucks.
Oh, hi.
Hi. We're just doing the employee auditions for the new radio spot, the commercial that's coming out this summer. Do you want to do a quick audition to be to be on the radio commercial?
Sure.
Okay. I just have a quick slogan, and you can do it in any voice you want. You can do like a cartoon voice or a Brooklyn accent, or just do your regular voice. That's fine too.
Okay.
All right. The new slogan for this summer, let's see, we got several of them. The first one we want to try is this one. It's Starbucks, we put the cream in cream pie.
Okay.
All right, go ahead.
Starbucks, we put the cream in cream pie.
That's pretty good. Can you do like an accent, like a wacky accent?
No.
Like something ethnic where you make fun of Indians or something? Brooklyn people? Italians? Ma'am, hello? Bernadette? I was just kidding about making fun of them. I just, God, come on. Can you sound like a cat? Okay. She didn't like me until I said I was from the corporate office. She didn't like the whole cat thing. She didn't like being compared to my cat. Probably a dog person. We fill you up. We feel you up. And holy shit, what kind of terrible audition was that Bernadette did? Starbucks. We're dog people. Oh, you're making me want to call her back. Who said that? Ambloa. All right, this one isn't answering, so I think she was offended that I wanted to make fun of Brooklyn people.
Starbucks Avenue, just speaking. How can I help you?
Is Bernadette around?
Hi, hey, Seth.
What?
Seth?
Is Bernadette there?
Yeah, who's this?
Oh, this is the corporate office.
Oh, okay. Hello?
Oh, hello, Bernadette?
Hi, no, she's actually had to go on the floor. Can I leave a message?
Oh, yeah, can you give her this message?
Go ahead.
All right, here it is. Write this down. Meow, 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 meow. And write it like that, like in tune, with like little musical notes around it. All right. I'm sure she wrote it down. Oh, man, you guys, it's 12:40. I don't feel like we're getting enough out of Starbucks. We're just not getting anything out of anything today. This is awful. Maybe I'll try these off the air. You know, I've got this big list of ideas. Maybe I'll just try these by myself. Edit out all this crap. Maybe I'll scroll back in the chat room and write down everything I missed, because there's some really awesome stuff happening. Tim Riggy's like, Starbucks, Fappuccinos for all. Starbucks, like you could do any better. That's a good one. That's nice and innocent. That's one to work up to before giving them the really crazy stuff. Ah, there we go. Tim Riggy. Starbucks, where tea is for pussies. Ebola free since 2017.
Thank you for calling Starbucks. This is Jessica. How can I help you?
Hey, Jessica. This is Steve Dave from the corporate office with Starbucks.
Hi.
Hey, we're doing the radio audition commercial thing for the radio commercial that's coming out this summer. You want to do a quick audition?
Me?
Yeah. Yeah, we want employees to be the voice of Starbucks, so we're using different employees for different commercials.
I'm going to pass.
Aw, come on. Like, just a quick try, you know, you don't have to do anything special, you just say the slogan.
What do I say?
Starbucks, if only our spelling was as good as our coffee.
Okay, I'll go for it.
All right, let's hear it.
Starbucks. If only our spelling was as good as our coffee.
Oh, that's perfect. I hope they like it. I hope they use that one.
Okay.
We got one more. Starbucks, putting the cough back in coffee.
Okay. Starbucks, putting the cough back in coffee.
Great. This is great. Thank you so much for doing this. How about this one? Starbucks, coming to a Starbucks near you.
Okay. Starbucks, coming to a Starbucks near you.
All right, great. Okay, one last one. You want to do one last one?
Okay.
All right. I'm suckering you into doing all of these. I'm sorry. I told you it's just one. Okay, Starbucks, we got that hot stuff for your mouth.
Starbucks, we got the hot stuff for your mouth.
Mm-mm-mm. All right, yeah, that's perfect. Is there anyone else there that would like to also audition for the commercials?
They're a little busy right now.
Darn it. Well, you know, just take over what they're doing and Just throw the phone at him.
Okay, hang on.
We still got the cream pie lines. Slogan.
What's your name again?
This is Steve Dave from the corporate office with Starbucks.
Okay, hang on.
All right.
Hello?
Hi, this is Steve Dave from the corporate office with Starbucks.
Hi.
Did she tell you we're doing the radio commercial auditions? Yeah.
No?
You want to do a quick audition?
No, not really.
Oh, no, it's really easy. I'll just give you the line and you repeat it to me. You can use any wacky cartoon voice or Brooklyn accent.
No, I'm okay. Thank you,
Or you
though.
Can just use your regular voice. Why do you keep it?
No, I'm good. Thank you.
Listen, you don't have a choice. You have to. I command you to do it. As the corporate office, you are commanded to participate. Be a team player.
Who's this?
This is Steve Day from the corporate office. It's a really...
Hold on.
What?
I'm so sorry. Hold on.
Okay.
All right. I'm so sorry. I don't think I really want to do it.
Is there a third employee there that I could talk to?
No, it's just like two people right now, and I really gotta go out on the floor.
You know, I have faith in you. I think you could do really well at this.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Thank you, though.
You just gotta say the slogan. Like, you could have said it by now. You'd be all done.
I'm good. I really gotta go now.
Okay,
thank
well,
you,
also,
though.
I need to get your tax information for your W-2s.
Yeah, no, quick. Thank you.
Come on. Please give me your tax information. Ah, shit, you guys. Fuck. All right. Well, that was a fun last Starbucks call, I suppose. Hey, I forgot about the Facebook mob. I better read these before I totally forget about it. It looks like nobody has left any comments on any pictures or posts or anything. Nobody ever wants to interact with the regulars there. They just leave reviews. Jack Mayhofer says, "This year was my first time here at the fair, and I greatly enjoyed the glory hole section in the bathrooms. Giving or receiving, it does not matter. They are always open. 5 stars. Oh, and he only left 1 star. No, I'm kidding. He did 5 stars. Daniel says, "This place is amazing. I especially love the arts and crafts. I was able to make a cactus out of real pricks. It looked lifelike and felt real good to the touch. 5 stars. Time Ricky. "When I heard there was a county made of clay, I didn't believe it, but when I got paroled, I went straight to Iowa. Before I got here, I only felt like half a man, but now I am in my glory hole again. Glory, comma, hole again. I got ripped on the homemade cactus margarita, and before you knew it, I'd stolen a salt-spreading truck and became a snowplow show off. I'll be back in prison soon, but it was worth it. 5 out of 5 stars. Wow, that was hard to read. Thanks for that time, Ricky. Pete says, "Great time, but ended up falling into a bunch of cacti, which really kind of ruined it. But still 5 stars. That was nice of you." Scott Bradford says, "Came to this fair back in September, was impressed by the amount of cactus they had on display. The manager, Roy, told me that the secret to the fair's success was in the bathroom glory holes." You guys in your glory holes, that's like a Carlito thing. It's not a me thing. Well, I guess it is a me thing at this point, thanks to you guys. "I found out for myself that the glory holes were well-staffed and padded for extra comfort. I can't wait to come again and again. As I left, the attendant told me, we put the tingle in the downstairs." All right, Scott. Adolfo, "Great fair. I got to see Redbox and Chili Peppers live. It was all fun and games until my kids got stuck in the cacti mosh pit. Stupid kids, I hate them. 5 stars. And Anthony Bovey says, "The head, Carney Chad, not only swindled me and my family in the ring toss game, but also our pet gerbil in the cotton candy machine. Oh, put our pet gerbil in the cotton candy machine. It took us months to eat our way to the center to save him. Other than that, the cactus judging contest was fun, but full of pricks. Would attend next year." Wow, that was loud. And that's it. That's everything. Bunch of 5-star reviews. I think we pushed them up a little bit in the rankings. They're up to a 4.6 now. And none of those low reviews are from us. All right, so what are we doing? We're doing Subway, I guess. Got my caller ID all set up. Got a bunch of Subways here. Subway, we saw you steal the chips. All right, I regret jumping. How about like a Subway? Jared's back, but it's cool. He's reformed now. It's okay. Everything's fine. Don't worry about it. Maybe I'll throw that on the end of one if I get someone to do a bunch of them. Oh, and the first Subway is closed. Oh, yeah. If anyone wants to do the Facebook mob, I might read some more near the end. It's facebook.com/worldsgreatestcountyfair. Apparently, the world's greatest county fair is in Iowa. And you don't have to just stick to reviews. You could talk to some people in the comments, maybe get some wacky responses. Jared is back and castrated from Ugandan knuckles.
Subway.
Hi, this is Steve Dave from the corporate office with Subway.
Yeah.
And I'm calling to, we're doing the new radio commercials this summer for Subway, and we're doing employee auditions. Would you like to do a quick audition here over the phone? To be on the radio commercial?
Yeah, let me get the manager real quick.
Oh, no, we don't need the manager. We just need employees to do it.
Oh, what do we have to do?
I'll just give you the slogan, and you just repeat it back to me in a crazy cartoon voice.
Wait.
Or you could just do your normal voice. That's fine, too.
They want us to do a slogan. Xavier, come do this. I'll do the favorite.
Fuck you, I'm eating. I should do Carl's next.
Can I help you?
Hi, who's this?
Who's this?
This is Steve Dave from the corporate office with Subway.
Yeah.
Who's this?
Huh?
Who are you?
I'm Xavier.
Oh, hey, Xavier. We're just doing the commercial, the auditions for the commercial for the radio spot. You want to do a quick audition?
Okay.
All right. I'll give you the line, and you just say it back to me. You can do any accent you want, any wacky voice, cartoon, or anything. Here's the slogan thing. You just have to repeat it back. It's Subway. Don't worry, kids. The bad man's gone.
I'm sorry. What is this for?
It's for a radio commercial. We want to get employees to do the radio commercial. So,
which radio commercial?
There's going to be a new radio spots coming out this summer, and a new slogan for Subway. We're doing a whole new thing. And this is to kind of recover from that whole Jared debacle.
Yeah.
So
give me one sec. Hold on.
Where are you going?
Hey, Chrissy.
You guys, all of our slogans are fucked up. There's nothing normal in here. We need some semi-normal things. He just hung up. Subway, sneeze guards are on the wrong size. Is that what those are? Sneeze guards? I thought it was just the keep fresh hatch thing or something. But yeah, like everything I have here, you guys, is Subway, bring your kids. It's okay. He's gone. Subway, how dare you ask for spinach leaves? Subway, eat fresh and don't have sex with minors. And then Subway, Jared's back and he's castrated. There we go, Ambloa. Subway, our buns are hot. That's totally normal. That's a normal type of slogan to have for Subway. Corbin says, Subway, sorry, no public restrooms. Okay, all right. But they do. I mean, don't they all have public restrooms? I guess it depends on where you live. Home of the clean hands guarantee. Try our new peanut butter and jelly footlong. Yeah, that's a good one. Shoot in tard. Why not? Day-old bread is okay. How about every day is day-old? Mob 7. Jewish princess says, Subway, our employees will believe anything. I should just be like the slogan should be, this is totally fake. This won't ever be on the radio. Get them to say that. Banana God says, hello, Jared. I'm Chris Hansen. I regret jumping. Subway, bread isn't the only thing that's baked daily. How about our employees are as baked as our bread? Spell tuna sub backwards. Bust a nut. It's not quite. Is that bus a nut? That's pretty funny. I'll go ahead and put that in there. That's from Charles DeGaulle. Good one, Charles. Holy shit! There's 41 new messages. You guys, I can't just sit here and add these all day. I'm gonna scroll through quickly. We don't hide the salami. Do they have salami there? If they don't, I'll just be like, it's okay, we're getting salami this summer, if you know what I mean. Oh, and there we go, Mob 7, now serving footlongs in prison. All right, VK Mixler says, the best 6 inches you'll stuff down your mouth today. Nobody's going to say any of this. Okay, I'm going to stop looking at the chat room now. I'm going to call up some of these places. I think that one is the one I talked to already, so we'll move to this one. Because Panera is too far away. Subway, we sell weed in the back. Subway, the closest thing to a relationship you have. That's from Tim Riggy. Cheaper than your mom, longer than your dad. Gotta write that one down. Thanks, Molecular Heckler.
Subway, thank you for calling. How may I help you?
Hey, this is Steve Dave from the corporate office with Subway.
And say that one more time.
This is Steve Dave from the corporate office with Subway.
Okay.
And we're doing the auditions for the new radio spot that's coming out this summer. We want to have employees say our new slogan. Would you like to give that a quick try and you might be on the radio?
Do you want to talk to my manager?
Oh, no, no. It's just for employees. We don't want to have managers do it. We want it to be like an employee thing.
If I would like to be on the radio?
Yeah, yeah. They're putting a commercial together, the marketing department here at Subway. And we just have a slogan.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. You want to give it a try?
Yeah, I'll give it a try.
Okay, all right. Here's the first one. You can say this in any voice you want. You can do like a wacky cartoon voice if you know how to do any.
Hold on, give me a second.
Okay.
You want to do this? No, you want to do this? You're going to be on the radio. Go ahead, go. It's the Subway, go. Hello?
Oh, hey, I don't know. Why'd she hand the phone over? She said she was going to do it. I'm calling from the corporate office with Subway.
Oh, okay.
And we're just doing auditions for the new radio commercial that's coming out this summer.
How do I do it?
Oh, I'll just tell you what to say here, and you say it back. You can do it in any type of voice you want. You can do like a wacky voice or just your normal voice or whatever, and you might end up on the radio.
Yeah, okay. What do I
got to
say?
Okay, it's... Subway, bread isn't the only thing that's baked daily.
That's it?
Yeah, yeah, well, there's a few of them, but that's the first one. It's bread isn't the only thing that's baked daily.
Well, you should be on it. You sound good.
No, I'm not allowed to. Ever since the incident. Yeah, I just work in the marketing department.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm kind of... shy, so
okay, well, okay. Could maybe put the other girl on the phone. She sounded like she wanted to do it, and then she just freaked out and threw the phone at you.
Okay.
Like a damn weirdo.
Andrea, do you want to be on a commercial?
She put the phone in the chips.
Okay, yeah, no, we don't.
Oh, come on. It's Subway, now serving footlongs in prison. Come on, give that a try.
It's okay.
Subway, it's all right. Jared's gone now.
Okay. You have a good day.
Come on. So, how about a customer? Can you put a customer on?
A customer?
Yeah.
Yeah, hold on.
Why do you keep putting me in the chips? In the chip rack.
I'm sorry.
Are they too shy to ask for a customer now? Oh my gosh, she's getting up her courage to ask customers.
Whenever you guys like to be on a Subway commercial right now, they're on the phone asking if anyone wants to participate in it. I feel like you'd be a good fit for it. It's like a Subway commercial. They want you to repeat what they, I don't know, it's a Subway commercial. Yeah, they'll tell you what to do.
Hello?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Pretty good. This is Jared from the corporate office with Subway.
Okay.
And we're just doing a radio commercial. We want to have our customers say our new slogan, and we'll probably put it on the radio.
Okay.
And, you know, we're just going to have you know, several of them used in each commercial. You want to give that a try?
Sure, why not?
Okay, all right. So you just repeat after me. You can do any voice you want. If you have any wacky voices you want to use or any accents, whatever, or just say it like your normal self, that's fine.
I'll probably just say it like my normal self.
Okay, that's good. All right. So here it is, Subway. Subway. We have day old bread. We have day old bread every day.
Subway. We have day old bread every day.
All right, pretty good. You want to do a couple more?
Sure, why not?
All right, Subway. Try our new peanut butter and jelly footlong.
Subway. Try our new peanut butter and jelly footlong.
All right, and let's see. Subway now serving footlongs in prison.
Subway, now serving footlongs in prison.
How about this one? Subway, it's all right. Jared's been fired. He doesn't work anymore, so it's cool. You can come on in. It's fine. Bring the kids.
Subway, that's all right. Jared's been fired. You can come in. You got to repeat that. It was a little long.
That sounded good enough. Yeah, we'll just use that.
So you said it's going to be on the radio?
Yeah, most likely. We're doing a bunch of radio spots this summer. There's going to be a bunch of them, so you probably hear yourself. Those are pretty good.
Okay, when do you think it'll be on?
Starting in June, all the way through summer. Hey, can you do just one more?
Okay, yeah.
Can you do the Subway now serving footlongs in prison, but can you really scream it out, like, as loud as you can?
Subway, now serving footlongs in prison.
No, I mean, like, take the phone away from your mouth and just, like, scream it to the whole store.
All right.
It's cool.
Subway, now serving footlongs in prison.
It's okay now.
Is that better?
Yeah, can you do? It's okay now. Jared's been fired.
It's okay now. Jared's been fired.
All right, that was perfect. What was your name again?
Alan.
Okay, thanks, Alan. Be listening to the radio. You know, I know you kids listen to the radio these days on the FM dial.
All right, thank
you. You'll totally hear it on the FM.
All right, sounds good.
Thanks so much for participating. Hey, can you tell that those girls behind the counter, do they seem like cheap dates?
Does it seem like she dates?
Yeah.
I'm sure she might.
Yeah, you got to ask her out. Tell her the corporate office. Oh no, I don't want to talk to her. She's no fun.
All right.
Hey, just do you have a cordless phone?
What was that?
Are you on a cordless phone?
Yes.
All right, just put it in your pocket and walk out. Just leave. Keep it.
Keep it?
Yeah, that's your payment for the commercials. Just keep it. Just run away. They can't. They're not going to chase you. They're too shy.
Nah, I ain't gonna steal this phone. I can't do nothing with it.
Yeah, just grab a bunch of chips and run out the door.
A bunch of chips and run out the door?
Yeah, just do it. Come on. Don't be a pussy.
Yeah, you're gonna see me on TV. Man steals chips after doing commercial themes.
Yeah, he could be like the new voice of Subway. Just stole
right?
a bunch.
Right? I mean, hire me anytime.
Yep. All right, fine. Don't do it then. Thanks a lot.
All right, thank you. Bye.
Bye. I don't know. That was pretty lame, but at least he yelled out to the entire store, you know, it's okay, Jared's gone. I regret jumping, says Subway, the best sub since Pearl Harbor. We need to, you know what, I wasn't even planning on going on this long, you guys, being on the air for 2 hours. Holy shit, it's been 2 hours now. We need to wrap this up. I got shit to do. Let's do a few more Subways, and maybe we'll do some, maybe you should just save convenience stores for a different day. Just do an entire day of convenience stores. Because I think convenience stores, they're either going to do it or they're going to argue with me. That could be fun.
Subway Lindsay.
Hey, Lindsay. This is Steve Day from the corporate office. This is Steve Day.
Excuse, I can't hear you.
Oh, well, you're not letting me talk. You know, you got to let me say it, and then that way you can hear me. Durr.
I said, Subway and Lindsay. I heard a mumble. Then I said, excuse me.
Hey, I don't mumble. I never mumble, lady.
That's what I heard.
Oh, it's okay. This is Steve Day from the corporate office with Subway.
Yes, sir.
And we're doing the auditions for the new radio commercial. And
okay.
I can't do it myself because I mumble too much. You want to audition real quick? I'll just give you the lines. And
I'm sorry.
You might be on the radio, though.
Let me see if somebody else would, okay?
Okay,
hold on.
That'd be great. Thank you.
No, I'm sorry, sir. We're not team players.
Oh, man. Okay, that's it. You're all fired.
Sorry.
No, seriously, I'm firing you. Do you have the keys to the store? I want you to close up and go home.
Oh, sure.
All right. You better do it.
Okay.
I'm watching on the security cameras. If you don't go home, then you're in trouble. You're in more trouble.
Okay.
You're going to be double fired.
Okay.
Take that.
Is this a prank?
No, it's not a prank. I'm just upset.
Okay, then. I'm sorry, Steve. We don't have team players, and we're very busy right now.
All right. Can you apologize at least for calling me a mumbler?
Yes, I will. I apologize for calling you a mumbler.
Oh, thank you. You're not
fired. You have an awesome day, though. Thank you.
You too. Bye. Ah, so loud at Subways. Why is it so loud? They don't have a bunch of shit running at Subway. Like, what the hell is that? What's that noise? Are they, like, in the back room or something? Subway, look at the wallpaper on the walk to the bathroom. There's dandruff on your sandwich. Good one, chicken slap.
Good afternoon, Subway.
Hi, this is Steve Day from the corporate office with Subway.
Yes, sir.
And we're doing the radio, the employee radio auditions for the radio spot that's going to be out this summer. Do you want to do a quick audition? You might get to be on the radio.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, you want to try a few lines and they might end up on the radio?
And I might end up on the radio?
Yep.
All right.
Yep. They're just, we're sending them all in and they're just going to use their favorite ones.
What was that? Sorry?
We're going to send them all into the marketing department and they'll just use their favorite ones.
Just use their favorite ones?
Yep. Good repeating there. And you can use your own voice. You can do a cartoon voice. You can do a Brooklyn accent. Do anything you want. You want to give it a try?
Sure.
All right. You ready?
Yep.
So here's the line for the first one. It's Subway, the best sub since Pearl Harbor.
You want me to do that now?
Yeah. Yep. Whenever you're ready.
Okay. So Subway subs. Say that again.
Oh, the best subs.
Our
since...
phone is really low. Sorry.
Oh, no. It's okay. The best sub since Pearl Harbor.
Okay. The best sub since Pearl Harbor.
All right. You want to try a different one?
Sure.
That was great. Well, what did that lady say?
Oh, she's just my coworker.
Oh, give her snake eyes.
What's that?
Give her like a side glance so she shuts up.
Okay.
All right. Next we have one by I Regret Jumping. Here it is. Subway, we want to be inside you.
Subway, we want to be inside you.
Great. And the next one, Mob 7, it's a Subway, now serving footlongs from prison.
Subway, now serving footlongs from prison.
That's a reference to Jared, you know, because he's in prison now.
Right. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, it's funny because it's true. Subway, try our new peanut butter and jelly sub.
Subway, try our new peanut butter and jelly sub.
Hey, tell her to shut up. Tell her to just shut up. Hey, does she want to try any?
You want to try? It's for Subway.
It's for commercials.
Yeah. She's like, no.
Oh, tell her to quit laughing then.
Okay.
All right. Subway, Jared is back and he's been castrated.
Jared is back, and he's been castrated.
Yep. I noticed she hasn't shut up yet. Can you take a piece of bread and just,
she won't.
Just throw it at her head
she's
or something?
She's laughing at me.
All right.
Sorry.
Subway. Sorry. No public restrooms.
Subway. Sorry. No public restrooms.
Subway. Fuck you. I'm eating.
Can I really say that?
Yeah. Yeah. It's cool. It's for the internet version of the commercial.
Okay. Subway. Fuck you. I'm eating.
Yeah, but no, you said it as a question. You have to, like, can you really yell it out, though? Like, yell it out to the whole store. Fuck you, I'm eating.
Okay. Fuck you, I'm eating.
All right, that was great. Eat fresh and don't have sex with minors.
Fresh and don't have sex with minors.
Oh, no, it says eat fresh and don't have sex with minors.
Okay, sorry. Eat fresh and don't have sex with minors.
How dare you ask for spinach leaves?
How dare you ask for spinach leaves?
I am not really from the corporate office, and all of this is fake and won't be on the radio.
You're not really from the corporate office, and this is fake, and it won't really be on the radio.
Oh, no, you have to say it like I. It's one of the slogans for the radio. I am not really from the corporate office, and this is all fake, and it won't really be on the radio.
I am not from corporate office, and this is fake, and this will not be on the radio.
Yep. Starbucks, where tea is for pussies.
Starbucks, where tea is for pussies.
Subway. Sorry. Subway, is that a mole? Is that a mole, or is it cancer?
Subway, is that a mole, or is it cancer?
Subway, more gullible than Jimmy John's.
Subway, more gullible than Jimmy John's.
Subway, sorry. Subway, the N-word is for nutritious.
Say that again, sorry?
Where the N-word is for nutritious.
Subway, where the N-word is for nutritious.
Yep, oh, this is so great. I hope they use some of these. Let's see, I regret jumping. Subway, because Panera is too far away.
Subway, because Panera is too far away.
Subway, I didn't hit her. It's not true.
Subway, I didn't hit her. That's not true.
Subway, she was asking for it.
Subway, she was asking for it.
Subway, we believe everyone's from corporate.
Subway, we believe everyone's from corporate.
Does that other girl want to do any of these?
She's actually making a sandwich.
Ah, stupid her. Okay, I guess it's all on you then. Subway, Bill Cosby did nothing wrong.
Subway, Bill Cosby did nothing wrong.
You're like a parrot. This is awesome. Subway, our commercials aren't as annoying as Jimmy John's.
Subway, our commercials are not as annoying as Jimmy John's.
Subway, not Buttway.
Subway, not Buttway.
Subway, will you marry me?
Subway, will you marry me?
Oh, no, I was asking. You know, you wanna, I've been single a long time, having a hard time finding anyone.
I've been married for 15 years.
Oh, I see. Is
Darn
a
it.
Solid relationship. It's not gonna fall apart anytime soon.
Oh, yeah?
Okay, anyway. Subway, try to beat our meat.
Subway, try to beat our meat.
Subway, our footlongs are in the back.
Subway, our footlongs are in the bag.
No, in the back. You know, like
in the back. Sorry,
you know,
like
butt sex.
Oh God. Okay, you want me to say that again?
Oh yeah, Subway, our footlongs are in the back.
Subway, our footlongs are in the back.
Or wait, no. How about this? Subway, we like it in the back.
Subway, we like it in the back.
Sorry. Roger Dodger, he says, Subway, where the workers are moist and the bread isn't.
Subway, where the workers are moist and the bread isn't.
Subway, where customers want to have sex with this lady.
Subway, where customers want to have sex with this lady.
Oh, man, this could just go on all day, couldn't it?
Yeah, it could.
Do you want to?
I'm not shy. I deal with the public.
That's true. Yeah. Do you talk to them like this too? Like when they come up to the counter? Just like...
Some of my customers, I give them a hard, special hard time.
Yeah. Are you like, you know, Subway? Fuck you to them.
I wish I would get in trouble.
That's true. How about Subway? Eat my cookie.
Subway, my cookie.
Yeah, that's what I said. Subway, go away, PLA.
Subway, go away, PLA.
Oh, man, I should get you to do some PLA drops.
Oh, yeah.
How about Subway, visit snowplowshow.com.
Subway, visit snowplow... What was that again?
Oh, it's visit snowplowshow.com.
Show.com, okay. Subway, visit snowplowshow.com.
Subway, this is just a wacky morning radio prank. I'm not really from corporate.
Subway, this is a wacky morning radio show. I'm not really from corporate.
Yep. Subway, I'm not a hobo.
Subway, I'm not a hobo.
Subway, quit fucking looking at me.
Subway, quit fucking looking at me.
You know what? This is starting to not be funny at this point. Doesn't she need you out there to help make sandwiches?
No, we're kind of dead. We live in a little tiny town.
Ah, I see. Subway, support our Patreon, patreon.com/phonelosers.
Say that one more time.
Support our Patreon, patreon.com/phonelosers.
Subway, support our Patreon.
Patreon. I'm sorry. Patreon.com/phonelosers.
Patreon.com/phonelosers.
Yep. Subway, this episode was... I'm sorry. This episode was sponsored by Fun Society Arcade.
Subway, this was sponsored by Fun City Arcade.
Fun Society Arcade.
Fun Society Arcade.
That's it. All right. I think... That's enough, probably. This is probably enough for, like, 12 commercials at this point.
Right.
Subway, I shouldn't be trusted with your credit card.
Subway, I shouldn't be trusted with your credit card.
Subway, we employ parrots.
Subway, we employ parrots?
Yeah, that was good.
Okay.
Subway, hang up the phone, motherfucker.
Subway, hang up the phone, motherfucker.
All right, and Chicken Slap, he wants you to do a mic drop. Can you just drop the phone on the floor?
Yeah, I can try that.
All right, just hold it up high and drop it on the floor. There we go, I hung up. What the hell was that, you guys? I'm just completely exhausted after that call. I don't think I can do any more of this. Her cordless phone probably just, like, bashed into, like, 12 pieces. What the hell? What the hell? Johnny Lemon says keep that number. Nah. You guys, it's been 2 hours now. I've been doing a show for 2 hours. I want to quit. I don't want to do 7-Elevens. I'm just going to have to do another live show this week. Do some 7-Elevens then. That's what I'm going to do. That lady was awesome. She did a bunch of drops for me and stuff for the show. I think she will end up on the radio. The PLA radio. Yeah, there we go. So, thanks, chat room. I was just repeating everything that was scrolling by in the, in the chat room. Thanks, everyone, for all of that, all of the ideas. Sorry I didn't credit everyone. I Regret Jumping says, 7-Eleven, the floor is sticky with value. That's a good one. I'm going to write that down. But don't start yelling out 7-Eleven slogans. We're not doing 7-Eleven today. Let's take a quick look at the Fair and Events Center, the world's greatest county fair page. See if there is anything new, and I don't think there is. What the hell? Nothing? Nothing? Oh, wait. I have to click on most recent. Yeah, here we go. Devin says the fried Snickers came out looking the same way it went in. Delicious. Jessica says, I heard about this fair from my friend Brad. Brad and I wanted to go to the fair, but the problem was we were in Ohio and Brad's wife and newborn baby didn't want to go. We drove from... nobody's going to understand why this is funny, but We drove from Ohio to Oregon, 2,436 miles, and dropped off Brad's wife and baby. Then we drove to Texas, 2,524 miles, to pick up our friend Richard Cardo, except Richard wasn't there, so we drove 989 miles to Clay County, Iowa. Keep in mind, we were driving in a beat-up 1989 Chevy. It was a pretty good fare, but the commute was killer. Yeah, that was great. Thanks for that, Jessica. David Hilton says, try the stuffed deep fried cactus, watch the needles. And then that's it. That's the end. Thanks for all the reviews on there at facebook.com/worldsgreatestcountyfair. Banana God says, you just made my day, Brad, thanks. You know, basically I was as much of a parrot as she was, because I was repeating everything from the chat room. So you guys may as well be making fun of me as well. You know. Anyway, thanks for listening, everyone. Hope you enjoyed it. It was a fun live show for me. And, yeah, got to do another show now just for nothing but convenience
Brad
stores.
Brad Carter, Dr. Smoothrod here.
Why, hello, Dr. Smoothrod.
Yeah, this is probably the most sober I've been on a voicemail call.
Whoa. Yeah, I can tell you sound kind of sedate today. But that's all right. Anyway.
It's 3 in the morning.
It's good to be
sleep.
Sober.
I figured I'd just check in. It's been a while, Brad. It's been a while.
Has it?
You know, I miss you, I'll be honest.
Aw.
Miss what Thanks. We had.
You should just quit listening to the Dick Show so you have more time for my show.
My number, man. Just you give know? Me a call. No, but show's doing pretty good. Pretty decent, man. You're pumping out fucking nice volume shows. I can't even keep up, dude.
I know. Everyone's complaining about
awesome.
It.
Awesome. And in spite of all the fucking legal bullshit, dude. Pretty good. Pretty good.
Thank you. Thanks.
Fuck, I don't need to tell
I'm trying.
You already know what you're doing, man.
Yep. I'm awesome. I know.
You know what you're doing. Okay.
I do.
Just keep it up, buddy.
I'll try.
All right.
You know, since you're spending less time drinking now, you have more time to listen to my shows.
Hi, Brad. It's KittenCaller69 with a C.
Hello.
I was just calling to let you know that you are not on Spotify. I was very disappointed that Marco and Film Music of America is not on Spotify, because they have podcasts now.
What the hell?
I just wanted to let you know, I think it'd be really great if you were on Spotify.
Yep, I need to fix that.
Thanks, I love listening.
I figured they would just kind of put me on there, like most podcast directories do. You know, they just look at other podcast directories, or they probably look at iTunes and steal everything off of there. But yeah, I guess I should look at Spotify, figure out how to get myself listed on there. This is bullshit that I'm not on Spotify.
Hey, Roy, this is Court from Cali again.
Hey.
I was thinking about it, and I've got a fantastic new name for you to use on your show.
Okay.
It's Andrew, and it's pronounced a cedar.
This again.
But it's spelled A as in R, S as in snowplow,
oh,
S
on.
As in snowplow show, E as in I, A as in R, T as in tsunami, E as in I, R as in radio.
I get it.
I don't remember what R is, and I don't have the thing in front of me. So it's spelled Andrew Ass Eater. So whenever somebody like writes down your name or whatever, instead of being Andrew Ass Eater, it's Andrew Ass Eater. All right, Roy. Love the show. You're the best. Love you, man. Bye.
Thanks.
Hobo.
Yeah, I'm not. Yeah, I'll try to remember that.
Hey, Brad.
Thanks for spelling it out.
It's Brash. Who cares? Hey,
I care.
I was thinking the other day, because I remember you destroyed somebody pretty thoroughly. It was pretty hilarious.
Did I?
Some guy who thought he was like a stand-up comedian.
What?
I don't know. I heard it like 5 years ago. I don't even know what to search for.
Oh,
you made like
a
soundboard out of obnoxious things that this IT nerd.
Oh, this guy.
Thought he was like a stand-up comedian.
Yeah, Patrick Melton from Nobody Likes Onions.
Is ringing any bells? Or if you're
that was an old PLA radio episode. Where I was just harassing podcasts, other podcasters. Yeah, now I know what you
like,
mean.
But whatever, man. Where is that? I want to hear it. And what did he do to deserve your wrath?
Nothing. I was just a dick.
It's pretty damn funny.
That's all.
Thanks, man. Bye.
Yeah, Patrick didn't do anything to me. I just thought it seemed funny. You know, I did a bunch of different things to different podcasters. like that James Whittingham guy, the guy that I called up all of his neighbors and said that I had their mail, and I'm like, I'm ripping it up. He had all these weirdos coming to his house. And James thought it was funny. Patrick, he didn't see the humor in what I did. He doesn't seem to have a sense of humor about things. But yeah, it was nothing personal. I'm just an asshole. That's all.
Hey, Brad, it's none of your business, but I was wondering, can you call a two-party state from...
Oh, yeah, that episode. It's PLA Radio. It's the one about podcasters messing with other podcasters. You can probably find it by going to phonelosers.org/radio.
A one-party state and be okay. Like, calling Montana or California or New Hampshire, you were to call them and you're from a one-party state where you don't have to, you know, tell them you're recording. Does it work like that?
Nope.
Okay, hugs and kisses. Bye.
I've heard that the laws can apply from either side. And we're talking about if it's legal to record phone calls or not, I assume. So, like, if I call New Hampshire, I don't even know. I think Oregon is a one-party state, I think. Which means only one person has to know about the recording. And then a two-party state means both of the people have to know about the recording. But I could get in trouble by the laws on either side. And then there's also federal law. So pretty much I just should not be making prank calls at all, ever.
Hey, Brad.
Anywhere.
So, checking out your YouTube, and I found your prank call from August 2016, where you prank called somebody from the Dart Club. I remember the show, but I can't seem to find it.
Yeah,
on
know.
YouTube or in the podcast feed.
Somebody was talking about that, I think, in the Discord, and they posted a link to it. I'm sure somebody in the comments here will answer you, though.
Like, with the...
Where it is.
In the archive. It was us. I think I might have caught it as a live show.
Oh, wait. No, that's a private show. But it's a private show that you can get from the torrent. So just go to phonelosers.org/torrent and look under the private shows section. I don't really do the private shows anymore, so I just have them all available, I think.
I think you turned it into a secret show or something.
Yeah, secret show.
What's going on with that, Brad? Katniss, Katniss.
Yeah.
Bye.
Get it from the torrent. Or sign up on Patreon. It's in there somewhere, I think. Maybe. I don't remember.
Hey, Brad. Cody, no name.
Hey.
I've been listening to the Mr. Dabalina's World of Prank Calls, and there was the butthole winking episode, and I completely forgot that you got this woman to look up Bukkake at her job on the phone, and she's like showing it off to people. That was hilarious. I completely forgot about that.
She was totally okay with it.
I just wanted to ask one question. When's the last time you sneezed? All right, bye, Beth.
I don't know. I don't really log the times that I sneeze. I just don't know.
Hey, Brad.
I don't know.
This is Night Stalker. So I used to listen to you a lot.
I know exactly who you are. You gave me the cactus sign, didn't you? I gave you a ride home one night at a 2600 meeting.
2009, 2010, 2011. I was recently reintroduced to the show, and it's great. And I was kind of shocked to find out that you had gotten arrested and that Skunkworks was building fucking tunnels under his house.
Yeah, hopefully I've got the right person. Maybe you're not that person.
Anyway, I was just wondering if anything else interesting happened in the 9 years that I haven't been listening to you.
9 years.
Anyway, keep it up. Bye.
It hasn't been 9 years. What are you talking about? Maybe you're not the person that I think you are.
Hey, Brad. I was just wondering if you have ever tried putting the show on YouTube live. I don't know. Just a thought. Later.
That's a crazy idea. It just might work. Maybe I'll have to try that out someday.
Hey, Arby. It's the Duelist. Hey. I think we should just get rid of all the handles and stuff. It's getting, people are starting to fight. T Falcon and Steve Falcon. And
no, everyone's been fine. You're the one bringing it all up again.
Let's go by numbers now.
Here we go. Oh yeah.
So that's a you good want idea. The court my number down as 78543.
Okay.
That's my caller number.
All right.
So.
I'm gonna
thanks.
Save that.
Love this
in the address book so that I remember who you are. That's a great idea. But don't have your number spell out your name on a keypad. It's not that kind of number, you guys. Come on. What is this, the 90s?
Hey, Brad, it's Olga. No, I'm just playing,
oh,
Brad.
Wow, I was
actually
fooled.
Gex, and yeah, I did squeal in the last episode.
You what?
And yeah, Olga, the snowplow show has been pretty funny.
Thanks.
Last episodes.
Thank you.
Love you, Brad.
I try.
Cactus.
Damn identity thief stealing Olga's identity.
Was hang up the phone invented by the crazy collect call
AT&T guy?
No. It
was
not.
It was. Seems like that's the first time I ever heard it. Sometimes when I want to get really revved up, I listen to that and the Pikachu guy back to back. It really gets me revved up. Like, I'm ready to wrestle somebody after that shit.
Good to know. If any of you ever want to get revved up, those are the two calls to listen to. Now, I didn't start the hang up the phone myself. The first time I heard it was in the 90s. It's a prank group, and I think they were called the Phoneheads. It's hard to remember now, but they had a call where they did that to someone. I think they did it to two different people on that album, and I might be wrong about who it is, but I think it's the Phoneheads. I think they might be the same people who did the In the Name of Jesus calls. Where was the very religious lady they kept calling. They're like, Angelo. And she's like, In the name of Jesus, I command you, devil, get out. So I just stole that from them. But other people have told me they were doing it long before those people. It's probably always been a thing.
Hey, Brad, it's Will. I'm just checking in on
you. I bet you there was like those the teenage boys back in the early 1900s when they were the operators working the switchboards. They probably did that to people. As soon as phones came around, people were like yelling at each other to hang up the phone.
I just had a quick question. I was always wondering about this, since you seemed always a bit violent in the beginning. But I just had a quick question. What was the most destructive prank call you've done? Like, and what I mean by that is, like, what's the most like destruction someone has caused on, you know, from things you said or like, you know, anything like that? Like, what's the most like destructive prank call that you've done? So that's my question. So, alrighty, man, thanks.
Don't know. Have I done any destructive pranks ever? Like, I probably have, but it's probably hasn't been too destructive. I don't remember doing anything crazy. Maybe somebody else can answer this, because I can't think of a single thing. Like, I think I was involved in one of those calls to a 7-Eleven or, you know, a convenience store, where we got them to pour a bunch of random liquids into a mop bucket. Or maybe not. Did I actually do one of those, or was I just kind of there listening when it happened? There was the time where I got the gas station attendant to drop a match down into the underground gas tanks, and the entire gas station exploded, killing 9 people. That was pretty destructive, but, you know, insurance probably covered that. But other than that one, I can't think of anything destructive I've done, but I'm probably wrong. So maybe in the comments, you guys can remind me of horrible, destructive things I've done in the past.
Hey, Brad, it's Scott Tompkinson.
Hey, Scott.
I think in a couple episodes you mentioned you have a kid. I was just wondering if they ever listen to the show, and if you ever do prank calls with them, and do you have multiple kids, and what's up with that?
I have two kids. Bye. They are both officially not kids anymore. One still lives here, one doesn't. One of them, my son, he was on an episode of The Phone Show. He actually co-hosted the entire thing with me. We didn't do prank calls, as far as I remember. We just took calls and talked to people that called in. But they hear my calls. I tell them about my calls. I tell them about the wacky things I do. They think it's pretty funny, but they're just not into prank calls enough to listen to the shows. That should be a theme one of these shows. I'll just get both of my kids on the air, do wacky prank calls with them.
Hey, Roy. It's Brown Gypsy.
All right.
So I'm doing a lot of work tonight. It's pretty much my only night off. If you could do a live show, that'd be great. Because I really need
sorry. That was on Saturday. Right. I did call into Dwight's show on Saturday, but I fucked it all up with the sound or whatever. Nobody could hear me.
Entertainment.
Just
so,
like I did in today's show.
If you could get on that, that'd
talking
be...
Talking to Domino's.
That'd be amazing. If not, I'll...
You should be one of those 900-number operators, because you talk so slow. You'd make a fortune.
Hey, Brad. Just listen to that new intro you had set up there by El Diablo or something for the January 12th or whatever day it was, a new intro. Anyway, so I think I heard my voice in there. I think I was the one that said, like, Roy or Brad or something.
Oh, shit.
One of the many
Do you want royalties?
So, yeah, if you could just give me El Diablo's contact information so I could sue the bejesus out of him for, because I'm pretty sure that's invasion of privacy.
I knew it would happen,
and,
El Diablo.
Copyright laws and whatnot.
You're in trouble now.
So, yeah, go ahead, or I'll sue you too. Yeah. Cactus.
I will do that. I will give him your phone number, your email, everything. I'm sorry he did that to you. I didn't encourage it. I tried to talk him out of it, but he just insisted. He just had to make that intro. Thanks a lot, El Diablo.
Hello, Ross. Rick Monkboy here.
Hey, Rick.
Hey, I got a couple of jokes for you. I'm on two for one. Here we go.
All right.
What's the difference between a lawyer and a catfish?
I don't know. What is the difference?
One's a scum-sucking bottom feeder. The other's a catfish.
Yeah, ha ha.
Good one. one more. Let's dog the lawyers one more time.
Okay.
What's the difference between a dead lawyer laying in the middle of the road and a dead deer?
I give up.
The deer's got skid marks in front of them. Thank you, Roy! Ruprecht out. Ruprecht away!
All right, bye, Ruprecht. Great jokes. Best jokes
hey,
ever.
Hey, Bradley, you goddamn phone loser. Hey. It's long football, and it's the daytime, so
hey there.
I'm here at the nursing home visiting my grandma.
Aww.
And there's a payphone, but I don't have a dollar. It costs $1 to call you, but I thought
bullshit.
It was really weird. There's a payphone in the nursing home.
Just make a collect call.
And yeah, I found normal because...
Call 1-800-CALL-ATT. Save the ones you love $2 or more or something.
That, you know, devil's lettuce, as they say here in the nursing home.
What?
But yeah, I guess if you are in a nursing home and you want to make a phone call, and of course you don't have a cell phone if you're 99-100 years old.
That's true.
You have to pay $1 to use the payphone here in the nursing home. Yep. All right, Bradley, love you. Bye, honey, baby.
They probably get a cut. I bet you the nursing home gets a cut of that, of like crazy long-distance rates. It's like a prison phone, basically. I bet you that's why that's in there. Because they know the old people are going to use it, and they get like $50 for every phone call that's made. Bunch of scammers in those nursing homes. So that's the end of today's Snowplow Show. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you, Fun Society Arcade, for sponsoring today's show.
Subway, this was sponsored by Fun Society Arcade.
Remember...
Subway, support our Patreon. Patreon.com/phoneloser.
And also...
Subway, visit snowplowshow.com.
Thanks, crazy girl at Subway. Be sure to visit the show notes. In today's show, there's lots of links in there. You've got the Neon show, you've got the video of the Party Time show, the Kia contest thing, and the stickers, and Hobosode 60, and the Jim Baker bucket video. I put that in there just because I mentioned it at the, you know, in the live show. Anyway, yeah, bye everyone. See you next time. Here's some more Lemon Demon. Somebody requested this, I forget who, but you'll notice that this song seems very similar to the song I played at the end of the last show, which was also by Lemon Demon. This is the later version of that earlier song, if that makes sense.
Domino's, at least we ain't Little Caesars.
Starbucks, we got that hot stuff for your mouth.
Subway, not butt weight.
Starbucks, putting the cops back in coffee. Starbucks, if only our selling was as good as our coffee.
Subway, we want to be inside you. Starbucks, where tea is for pussies.
Super Sarcasso scene. I try to call you every day. What can I say when the truth comes out?
Subway, we have day-old bread every day.
Subway, Bill Cosby did nothing wrong.
Subway, try our new peanut butter and jelly footlong.
Starbucks, we got the hot stuff for your mouth. Subway, try to beat our meat.
Starbucks, I don't care how you spell your name.
Starbucks, coming to a Starbucks near you. Subway, we like it in the back. Subway, where the workers are moist and the bread isn't.
It's okay now, Jared's been fired.
Eat fresh and don't have sex with minors.